Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday. We've made it through another week together. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're coming to the end of week one of Civic Media's multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest. We're going to be giving away some great prizes during this contest. It lasts until next week of Friday. Every day you can be entered to win by texting in the word of the day in the 5 o'clock hour on this fine program. And so we're going to want to keep you around until at least 5 o'clock, and if not through the entire show. So we'll be dropping that word again in that 5 o'clock hour. You can text that in via the app, get entered to win one daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry, as well as two tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd at home. That's a noon game, plus a gas card to get you there and back. But let's start with some news today. Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Berrien is out of the race. His abrupt departure comes just days after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien, who branded himself as a conservative leader who stands up for family values and claimed that transgender individuals are engaged in, quote, radical social experimentation, it was revealed that he was following a transgender porn star on Medium.com named Jiz Lee. He was also following publications called Sexography and Polyamory Today, links that he scrubbed after being contacted by the Journal Sentinel. Jiz Lee had this to say on Blue Sky yesterday. It's okay to follow trans porn stars. It's okay to read articles about sex and relationships. What's not okay is the hypocrisy of backing forceful legislation that restricts what people trans or otherwise can do with their bodies. That is shameful. This leaves Trump butt kisser Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the race. Stay tuned here. Maybe more bombshells are in the offing. Who knows? But Berrien is out. In other state news, the FBI and U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement arrested 21 people in Manitowoc County yesterday. The arrests were announced by the FBI Milwaukee office on X, also known as Twitter. In the before times, according to the FBI, 21 of the people arrested all were suspected to be in the country illegally. A number of them, or perhaps all of them, were waiting. They were picked up in a Walmart parking lot, and they were apparently dairy workers gathering for carpooling. Interesting. Wonder who's going to be milking the cows, or who did milk the cows yesterday at the farms that those workers were destined for. All of this, of course, bringing a recollection of yesterday's show at the Reisinger Family Farm in Spring Green, Wisconsin. And I wanted to point out what Donald Trump had to say yesterday about the impact of his tariff terror on farmers. Take a listen to this.
Money that we made, just to get off the subject for a second, we're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape, because we're taking in a lot of money.
Was that Donald Trump just admitting that his tariff terror is hurting farmers? I think it was, folks. I think that's exactly what he just said. Now, to make matters worse, in the last couple of days, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said across social media that he and Donald Trump have been speaking extensively with Argentine President Javier Milei about plans to financially support Argentina to stabilize its economy. The Treasury is apparently negotiating for a $20 billion swap line with Argentina's central bank. And in advance of that swap line worth $20 billion, Argentina also suspended its export taxes this week, including on soybeans. What does that mean? It makes Argentine soybeans cheaper relative to American soybeans, which are now subject to these massive Trump tariffs, right? And it is absolutely killing the American soybean farmer. In parts of the Midwest, the majority of soybeans get routed to ports in the Pacific Northwest to be shipped overseas to places like China. But there are far, far fewer shipments of soybeans actually being exported right now. Literally, soybean supplies are piling up in these ports, which is driving down the cost of soybeans, meaning there's a glut in the market. Brian Rensinger explained this yesterday a bit. And since its peak in 2022, soybean prices have fallen about 40%. The American Soybean Association has said that the soybean prices are falling right in the midst of the fall harvest, that American farmers are hurting, that this is not a good situation for American farmers. He said this, quote, "The farm economy is suffering while our competitors supplant the United States in the biggest soybean import market in the world." And just in case you didn't know, soybeans account for approximately 20% of U.S. the United States cash crops receipts in 2024. It's worth about $47 billion, according to data from the USDA. This is terrible. We now have both Argentina and Brazil effectively replacing American soybean farmers in the international market. And by the way, here in Wisconsin, about 68 of our, maybe not 68, is 62-ish of our 72 counties produce soybeans. Millions of bushels of soybeans are produced in the state of Wisconsin. Those farmers are going to be hurting as well. They have none other to thank than Donald Trump. Also in national news, Jimmy Kimmel is back on ABC affiliate Sinclair officially tonight. Sinclair had refused to put Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, even when Disney, the owner of ABC, said that it would do so. This is quite a development given the last couple of weeks. Moving on, we have a national government shutdown looming, and I want to take a moment on this. Because what is being done by Donald Trump and the MAGA regime related to the government shutdown is unconscionable. Democrats have said that they will sign on to a government funding bill if one thing happens. They have one demand. Just one. Not a whole series. Just one thing. They want the Affordable Care Act tax credits refunded. They don't want them to expire. These are the subsidies that make insurance affordable for millions of Americans, small business owners. Oh yes, farmers, farm workers, retirees who have yet to qualify for Medicaid, folks that are working for employers that don't provide health insurance. Millions of Americans, all Democrats want is to ensure that these millions of Americans come November 1st don't have sticker shock. We've been talking about this extensively on this program, the fact that we've got nonprofit insurance carriers dropping out of the ACA like flies here in the state of Wisconsin because their risk levels are going up because the subsidies are getting pulled out, and that means more people will go underinsured or without health insurance at all, which means their risk pools will have more people. Fewer people that are more sick, which makes their insurance pools more expensive. That is the Democrats' demand. Please put the tax credits back in place for the Affordable Care Act. Have those subsidies there for people that need them. We want Americans insured. That's what the Democrats' demand is. Donald Trump's response is, I won't meet with Democrats. I won't even talk to them. And to make matters even worse, House Speaker Mike Johnson is doing what? He's sending the House of Representatives home. They're taking vacation days on September 29th and 30th. These are the 2 days right before the shutdown would take effect. Are you freaking kidding me? And to make matters even worse, today, reports from numerous news agencies are that Donald Trump and Russ Vought, the Darth Vader of the Trump administration, are planning massive layoffs if the government shuts down. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, if you or someone you know gets laid off by Donald Trump because he refuses to meet Democrats in the middle to make sure that healthcare is affordable for Americans through the ACA that depend on the Affordable Care Act for insurance for them and their families, there will be no one to blame but Donald Trump. This is effectively hostage taking. Donald Trump and the MAGA regime is taking the entirety of federal government and federal employees hostage. What defines hostage taking and demanding ransom? It's that the kidnapper doesn't care about the person that they just kidnapped. For all they care, they can die. That's what gives a kidnapper leverage. That's what forces the folks that care about the person that's been kidnapped to fork up the money. That is exactly what the MAGA regime has done on mass scale. The hostage here is the entire federal workforce. How dare you, Mr. President? The idea that the President of the United States would play chicken with the entire federal workforce when the only demand for Democrats to continue to fund the government is simply ensure that health insurance remains affordable for Americans through the ACA. That is their only demand. Now, Donald Trump has spoken about shutdowns before, ladies and gentlemen. So I thought it might be helpful to refresh our recollection about who Donald Trump thinks should be responsible if the federal government shuts down. Take a listen.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Yeah, the pressure's on the president to make sure that Americans can afford health care, to meet Democrats, to at least talk with them. The pressure should be on the president to tell Mike Pence not to send the House of Representatives on a stinking vacation while the shutdown looms. And let's remember who's going to be responsible for firing all these employees. The head of the Office of Personnel Management, the Darth Vader of the White House, one man named Russell Vogt. And let's remember, Russell Vogt has made no bones about what this is all about. It ain't about efficiency or making the government work better for Americans. It's about breaking the government by making it not work, by stripping it of the employees it needs to function and serve the American people. And we know this because he said it in his own words. This is Russ Vogt in, I think it was like 2023. Take a listen.
We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. We want, when they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry because they have no bandwidth financially to do so. We want to put them in trauma.
We'll be right back with more headlines here on the Civic Media Radio Network.